people who called in about Kurt, the Fall City Rat Hunter, on Friday, June 13th, 2003.
So we're going to open up the phone lines and ask you for your outlandish vermin hunting story, if you have one. It needs to be outlandish, though. I mean, we'll take a couple calls to get it going, but Mike, we're looking for outlandish. To what lengths has anybody gone to get rid of vermin? I remember as a child, a very scary time at my house, a large, and I do mean large, snake, and I don't mean garter, curled itself up on our back porch.
Really?
It was in Connecticut, and it was a copperhead. You know about copperheads?
Very poisonous.
Oh, yeah.
Very poisonous.
Big
can kill you. And the only thing I remember, I do remember eventually seeing the snake in a wheelbarrow with its head chopped off.
Ah, yes.
But what I do remember is that my mom called neighbors, and I remember a vigilante posse. To me, it seemed like 1,000 people.
Torches and pitchforks.
Marching on my house.
It won't stop. It won't kill me. It won't stop.
And to me, it was every bit as scary as a medieval, you know,
sure.
Attack.
Nice.
Must be king.
And it worked. So I'm sure there's a few out there. 1-800-252-1025. And thanks to who sent the initial email?
Mr. Ratman?
Well, he's talking about his buddy in Fall City. So Kurt is the guy. And by the way, we'll post the website so that you can see the photos we talked about. Kurt goes hunting rats in Fall City. It's just beautiful. All right, let's go to the phones, which are, by the way, all lit up. Aaron, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Aaron. What's up?
Oh, not much. I'm away to a job site out in Covington.
All right. What's your vermin hunting, outlandish vermin hunting story?
Well, one day I was visiting my mother, and I happened to look out her kitchen window, and on her pump house was a rat that was about 10 or 12 inches long, and it was eating her bird seed and all that, and I just quit thinking, well, what do I have? I ran out to my truck, and I grabbed my 9mm. And he ran away when he saw me, and I sat there and waited for him, and standing in my mother's kitchen, I fired off around, and he exploded.
You exploded the rat. Very nice. Thank you. So you were better shot than the other guy in Fall City. John in Lakewood, hello.
Yeah, this is John in Lakewood. I used to live in Long Beach, California, outside of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved into this dump one time, and I asked the landlady, does it have bugs? I hate bugs. And she said, oh, no, you know, which is like saying, oh, the sky is suddenly going to turn, you know, orange for the day.
Well, the rats eat all the bugs. There couldn't be any bugs in there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the rats were afraid in this neighborhood. I had to get into a better neighborhood to get rats. that's another story. But
yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, I used to, these bugs were the size of your thumb, okay? These bugs were the size of Joe's thumb.
Are you talking cockroaches the size of a thumb?
I'm talking cockroaches the size of a thumb. I've lived around enough of them to know what they are.
La cucaracha más grande.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I got tired of trying to poison them, and so I pulled out my .22 revolver, and you could get .22 caliber shot shells, and I used to shoot them with that. And then put a little, about a 6 or 8 inch spray pattern up there. The landlord came by one time, and I was up there spackling the pattern on the wall in the woodwork. John, what's that? And I said, it's just a little spackle, Karen. Don't worry about a thing. You know, and she just figured, maybe I better not ask. You know, the guy's regular with the rent. And then where I...
Well, you know.
This is the kind of place you lived in, that you could actually shoot bugs with a .22, and the damage would be inconsequential?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, it was a rough neighborhood. The cop cars used to travel in pairs down that street. Okay, you know, they were like nuns, you know. And when I moved to a better neighborhood, we had possums from behind the university when they started building back there, okay? And, you know, I used to shoot them, too. Possums are mean. They got 50 teeth, and they're all sharp. And
I have no idea. They always play possum.
It's him or me.
Yeah. So they're actually mean?
Oh, they are very mean. You don't want to mix it up with a possum. The dogs would go nuts. And my wife got all angry at me at that time, you know, about me shooting possums in the backyard. And I came home one day and she said, well, I had to kill a possum. I said, cool, what'd you use, 357 or what? She said, no, I brained him about 8 times with a shovel. And I thought, oh, Mrs. Animal Rights Protection here. One shot between the running legs. No, I'd much rather have my brain smeared across the yard with a shovel.
So. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. That's John in Lakewood. This is Chris. Chris in Seattle, hello.
Hi. I was in boot camp in the Army, and we were out in the field on a training exercise, and we were having our sea rations, and I just opened up the only thing that was good in a sea ration pack, and that was the pound cake when I got called away by my drill sergeant. When I came back, there was a mouse eating my pound cake, so I took my M16 off my shoulder that was loaded with blanks and shot it at close range, and the blank shoots out a little bit of a cardboard piece when you shoot it.
Yes, nice. the fella in the band Chicago found
right.
that out.
Yeah, yeah. And killed the mouse.
Yeah, it can actually kill a human.
Yeah.
Close enough.
A couple times.
Not, so they shouldn't be called blanks, huh?
Well, it did a good job on the mouse.
And how was that pound cake after?
I had to throw that away.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
The pound cake was already forsaken. Yeah, thank you. All right, Jerry in Bothell. Jerry, your outlandish vermin hunting story.
Well, let's say, back in Mississippi where I grew up, my uncle shot a rattlesnake in the kitchen with his 357 and bounced off the refrigerator, the coffee pot, and the floor, plus hitting a cabinet.
The bullet or the snake?
The bullet. It went through the snake.
Oh. In other words, don't shoot something at close range like that because the bullet won't stop.
In the house, when everybody's asleep.
When you were asleep?
Yeah.
How does
in the room behind the kitchen.
How does the rattlesnake get in?
I don't know how he got in.
Right. I bet he's a big one, too. Down there, they're a lot bigger than they are here.
Oh, yeah. This was about 5.5, 6 feet long.
Yeah, they're huge.
They come in through, like, drain pipes, sewers, and stuff?
Yeah, thank you. Next up is Sean in Eastgate. Sean?
Hey, Bob, Doe, Spike, Laura. How you doing?
All right, sir.
This was back, got to be about 22 years ago, I believe, and we were all just out of high school. I was back in college. We're sitting around and playing Dungeons and Dragons. And we really played a hack and slash type of game. And we're into it in about 2 hours, and the Dungeon Master accommodated us with a bunch of battles. And all of a sudden, we see this mouse dart across the floor and up this lampshade that was sitting above their TV. You never saw 5-6 guys get up so quick, grab a weapon, and hunt down this mouse.
One mouse.
One little mouse. Yeah, that was it.
You were so happy. Here's what I'm going to say. You were so happy to see something real.
Yes, exactly.
In the real world as opposed to the virtual game world.
You're the dwarf, you're the goblin, you're the orc, you'll be the warrior king, you're the giant with the big ball hammer. Let's go, boys. Quest time!
Quest time! One poker to the fireplace, the other one has the shovel.
Sure.
And he pokes him out of the way, and the other guy misses him with his shovel, but catches him under his foot. Ah!
Thank you, Sean.
Use my icicle stick. Wait a minute, that's not real.
You're outrageous vermin hunting stories. Tom and Everett. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
When I was growing up in Idaho, me and a buddy of mine during the summer for money would grab our .22s and pack a lunch and hit the cattle farms and ask the farmers if we could go out there and shoot ground squirrels, and they'd give us a buck a tail.
Buck a tail. Now, why did they want to kill the poor little ground
squirrels? Well, for the reason that if the cows, you know, when those ground squirrels were digging their tunnels and stuff, the cows went through one of those tunnels, they'd break
the leg
and got to shoot them.
Okay, so squirrels must die.
Yeah, and it's well, as a kid, it was a lot of fun.
You felt like you were actually helping somebody.
We didn't care much about helping somebody. All we knew is we had money to go
buck
and live.
Buck a tail. Better than a paper route. Thank you very much.
Right. Squirrel route.
The phones are still jammed. Mike will, off air, take the best stories and line you guys up for when we come back to this.